While the survival of premature babies can be seen as a triumph for parents and doctors, the treatment involved can leave infants with an incurable lung disease, and that can have lifelong consequences. To date, there's been no safe and effective way of stopping the onset of the condition known as BPD, but Melbourne researchers believe they're about to change that. Samantha Donovan reports.
Ventilation and oxygen are crucial for the survival of premature babies, but their use leaves about 60% of the infants with a disease known as BPD, bronchopulmonary dysplasia. Dr. Claudia Nold is with the Hudson Institute of Medical Research in Melbourne.
BPD is a chronic lung disease that only affects preterm infants because the lung is immature. It can't cope with this impact because the baby is supposed to be in a womb, and all these impacts hammering on the lung that are not supposed to happen cause inflammation. And this is basically BPD.
Dr. Nold says BPD can affect a person's health for the rest of their life.
For example, neurodevelopmental issues in children, airway infections. Then in older people, there has been a study recently because the preterm babies that survived in the 70s and 80s or also even earlier, the adults of between 40 and 50 years of age, sleep apnea has been related to BPD.
The Melbourne researchers have discovered that giving premature babies an anti-inflammatory drug within 12 hours of their birth can protect them against BPD. The drug is already on the market and is used to treat conditions like rheumatoid arthritis. Claudia Nold.
So we have discovered in a preclinical study that blocking inflammation early in life, so within the first couple of days, can prevent or stop the inflammatory response that happens in the lungs or in the infant, and therefore stop the disease from happening.
What's the drug called?
It's IL-1 receptor antagonist, so it blocks inflammatory protein that the body produces and that harms the lungs.
Dr. Nold says the breakthrough gives hope to families and may save the health system a lot of money.
Now we have 24-weekers even surviving, and obviously then the patient cohort also increases, and which is on one side amazing because more of these children survive and families are not losing their children, but we will also get more patients. So let's face it, in 60 years or 70 years of time, we will discover that even other diseases later in life are related to prematurity and BPD.
Dr. Claudia Nold from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research, ending Samantha Donovan's report.